Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into the Bonus Point Rugby Podcast. My name is TJ Olsen, and I'm very excited to be back in 2024, starting the year off with a very special guest. He's a back-to-back Best Pacific R&B and Soul Artist, winner at the Pacific Music Awards, and also with a new released EP, You Left Your Things Here. Please welcome diehard Hurricanes fan, Sam V. What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Thanks for having me, bro. No, I appreciate you, man. This is my first time I've ever come and like spoke about footy somewhere, but something that I love, bro, probably just as much as I love music.
Well, I know the last time I was here with you in LA, that was the last time we got to catch up and chat code, but you've been a busy man since you left. You've gone back home, you dropped an EP, won a few awards, you've been on tour doing some shows and got a few other things going on. So pretty boring 6 months, eh?
Just my work life, mate. You know, that's just what we're doing at Mahi. Won a tough rugby trip yesterday, mate. I'm afraid, mate. So what can I say? I'm just trying to balance my athletic prowess with the Mahi.
Man, I keep seeing the videos of you with the wicked steps on there out in touch. So stop making people look silly. But this is a rugby pod. I know how much you love to chat code. So let's get straight into it and let's chat Super Rugby, because it kicks off tonight and we're going to start our chat with some preseason fixtures that just went on. So we saw some local derbies. We saw some of our super teams head over to the UK and Japan. What were your initial thoughts about the preseason matches that took place over the past few weeks?
Hey, our New Zealand teams were struggling a little bit that first week. Huh? We lost the Munster. Was that the Satyrs? And then also we saw Chiefs lose to one of those Japanese sides. Lachlan Boshier just got one back. But I think the teams are shaping up really well. I think I was a little bit worried about the Canes initially. They got pumped by the Highlanders. they kind of bounced back. They're looking a little bit better. I mean, they beat Moana Pacifica. I was a bit irked that the Canes didn't take their boys off to Japan as well. I'm not sure what, there's a funding issue there. They also need a new social media person because their content isn't good. The New Zealand teams are shaping up well, bro. I was watching the Blues and Chiefs game. I think Caleb Clark is looking lean and fit. A little bit worried about the Blues type five. I think the Chiefs type five and their depth is amazing. And then I was looking at the Crusaders and I was like, is this the year finally? Me as like a Hurricanes fan, I've been pipped at the post by Canterbury and Crusaders for the last 20 years of my life. And I heard, is this the year they're going to fall off? And then I went and looked at their team and no, it's not the year they're going to fall off. They are still strong throughout the whole 23 and depth. But now we're shaping up well, bro.
Yeah, if that's one thing we can always say about the Crusaders time and time again is they've got awesome depth. And yeah, I was a bit disappointed that the Hurricanes didn't go over to Japan as well. They could have had a match against Adi Savia's new team and things like that. But yeah, it's a bit interesting. But let's chat your Canes because I know how much you're a diehard Canes fan and I know how much we can chat about them because there's so many things that have happened on the off season and during the preseason. Like I said, Adi Savia now in Japan. The bus is now overplaying Moana, aka Julian Savia's. So that's the first time in a decade that a Savia hasn't been in the Hurricanes. And then you've also got Brad Shields returning from the UK to captain the side. Perenara battling a new crowned All Black in Cam Roygaard. And somehow Duplessis Karifi has gotten even bigger muscles. I don't even know how that happens. But many interesting things going on in paper. You guys have a really good chance to win this comp. So do you think that the Canes have the best opportunity they've had in a while to win the 2024 season?
My heart says yes, and our brain just still says no. We're just going to choke someone, probably in a semi-final again. I think Duplessis Karifi is my smoky, though, for Super Rugby Player of the Year. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to go crazy. He just got a massive opportunity. You know, even though him and Adi were playing alongside each other, I think he'll just take up the mantle of the jackal and the ruck. His ball running in the preseason was looking crazy. We've got good depth in our outside backs, like Salisi Rouse. He's coming off the bench. He's another guy. I think if he puts it all together, man, he could be an All Black or could have been an All Black. He's a special talent. Kenny Naholo just going strength to strength. And then Riley Higgins as well is someone who I'm really excited to watch and track, and I hope we can get him on the field a little bit more. It's a good side. My worry is always we've always got quite a mobile forward pack, quite an athletic forward pack, but just those core roles. Like we don't stack up to the size of say a Chiefs pack or a, or a Crusaders pack where their core roles and the execution at the set piece might be a little bit stronger than our boys' mobility.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. I think the one thing, though, is that the Hurricanes have always got that mongrel in them. Like, I think Du Plessis, if he proves that time and time again, is that he may not be the biggest or the most talented player on the field, but he gets you with the mongrel and he always goes hunting for it. And I think the addition of Brad Shields to not replace Adi Savia, but add that experience in that forward pack and give a little bit of a well-rounded as well as Peter Larkai as well. I think that combination is going to be great.
And shout outs Braden Yosse as well. I heard he might be the quickest in that team. So I'd love to see him get on the paddock a little bit more too. So I'm really happy with our loose forward stocks and even our halfback stocks as well, with Roy Gard, Perenara backing up, Jordi Vuillon, and then Kyle Kristen as well, who's looked really good in the preseason, especially his support game. And then I think one of the dilemmas throughout the year will be the roulette at 10. Who are we playing? Yeah. We're going with Brett Cameron, who's a bit more probably stable and a bit more of a distributor, or Aidan Morgan, who's got that running game.
Well, let's stay with that. So if it is your ideal 9-10 combo, you've got the young gun coming and starting in the number 9 jersey, Perenara and Cam Roygaard coming back from injury and also All Blacks duties. And like you said, you've got Aidan Morgan. You've also got the likes of Ruben Love. If you could choose your ideal 9-10 combo, who would you pick?
I want Roygaard and Cameron.
Ooh, okay.
I liked what Brett Cameron was adding last year before he got injured. I think we're looking really good, really stable. But I'm a fan of Aidan Morgan, though, but he's a young fella. He'll be all right. And I'm going to put Ruben Love at fullback. He's staying there.
Yeah, I think if you chuck Ruben Love at the fullback, you'll be all good. But let's head north a little bit, and we'll chat about the Blues, because it's a team that has been in your backyard for a while. Another team that's stacked with talent on their roster. But for me, I think it's the team that has the most question marks for me. I think with the Highlanders in Moana Pacifica in New Zealand, I think it is what you get. Like, it's the potential of them being a threat on any given day in the competition. They could win a few games, but I don't see them making a deep finals run. Whereas I look at the Blues, they have an injured captain in Paddy Toops, which is very disappointing to see. Some strong veteran players returning who need to prove their form for All Blacks selection. Players who significantly underperformed last season. And also players stepping into new positions, or some young players that are going to have to step up against some seasoned counterparts in different teams. So what are your thoughts on the Blues this season?
They got a Rolls Royce backline, is my first thought, mate. I'm a huge fan of Zion Sullivan. That's another guy who I think can be a bolter for an ABs team. Just the size that he brings at 15 or 10. Got a huge boot on him, distribution game. He can break tackle. He can take on the line. He's amazing, amazing talent. Caleb Clark is looking lean and slim. I can see him being one of the top pie scorers this year. Caleb Tangita, I'm a big fan of as well. Keen to see him get some more game time. Mark Talia. So the depth is massive, obviously. So that's why they've been able to keep, your Jacob Ratu Maitavuki Nipkins. There we go.
You do better than me, though, bro, when pronouncing that. I don't even try and go near that. I just use initials when trying to say his name.
Yeah. And then in the midfield as well, you got Rico Ioane, and then I guess maybe a little bit of a table turner at 12. You're going to go Plums or Bryce Heem or Corey Evans. It's kind of plug and play, whoever there. But an amazing back line. Maybe not the astute, experienced, cool head like a Bowden Barrett. They'll be missing that this season, but I think that'll be enough to keep them in contention with most games. The thing I'm worried about is their tight five, man. Super inexperienced. Shout out to Sam Darry, though. I think he's a talented player. And I've got young talent, but it's just young talent and a lot of unproven talent. I think Kurt Eklund might be one of the more experienced battlers in that side now. And I'm a fan of his, but just and how it stacks up to the rest of Super Rugby, I think that might be a contentious spot for them. And then loose forwards too as well. I think they're looking pretty good. I'm a big fan of Cam Suafoa. Shout out to my St. Peter's brother there. He's someone who could be, again, a smoky for an AB spot. Got Dolts at 7, who's, picked up the armband in Paddy's absence. I don't know. Their loose forward trio is good. They're normally pretty solid and stable, depending if Akira's been at the festies and if he's fit or not. So hopefully he's coming in fit this year. Haven't seen too much of him, but yeah, just my question mark would be around the tight five, quite a young crop.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. Well, let's stay with Akira Iwani and Hoskins Tutu, because they're two players who are both once breakout stars for the Blues. Akira did his earlier on in the career, and Hoskins has been quite recently. But do you think they have the potential to have a cracking season and get their jobs back with not only the Blues, but the All Blacks as well? Or do you think there's just too many loose forwards coming through that have kind of put their hand up and taken that spot?
They both can definitely come back and reclaim their spots. I think Hoskins may be the more likely of those two. Mm. Just Hoskins brings something else. He's like probably the closest thing we've had to Zinzan Brooks since Zinzan Brooks. So just the distribution skills that he has, core roles, his size. I think he has a point to prove this year. He didn't have a great season last year. So I think he'll come out frustrated, angsty, and keen to prove a point. So hopefully he gets amongst it.
Let's hope so. I love a Blues team that comes out firing on all cylinders. But the last question I'll have a chat about in regards to the Blues is obviously the big question mark around Perifetta filling in that number 10 jersey now that Barrett has left. Do you think it's his year also to step into that 10 jersey and prove that he belongs as that All Blacks 10, and then maybe see Damian McKenzie move to that 15 role? Or is it he the incumbent 10, do you think, Damian McKenzie?
Oh, Damo. Yeah, I think Damo's the incumbent 10. I mean, Bodie's coming back, so I think you got a little bit of a stranglehold there, or a little bit of an arm wrestle there. Sorry, would be the better phrase. I was actually more favoured of chucking Zane Sullivan at 10.
That's not a bad option. I do like that.
I think Zane's, yeah, again, just his ability to take on the line, man, just reminds me a little bit of peak Beaver, mate, Stephen Donald. Just the way that guy, long and rangy athlete, underrated running game. Not to say that the two are comparable, it just means I like having a big 10, someone who's, you know, abrasive and can take on the line and good defensively. I think Stevie P for me more of a utility than an out and out 10.
Yeah, I hear that. We'll see how it all goes and it pans out over the season. But let's move down a little bit further south, down the Bombays, and we'll have a chat about my Chiefs. They struggled in their preseason matches in Japan. But you expected that when losing guys like Sam Kane, Brody Retallick, Brad Weber, they're getting that form back and they're trying to make it work with three big experienced cogs in their team. But they still do have a very talented team. So coming into that thought process and having a think about their capability of getting back to another Super Rugby final and finally winning it and getting that monkey off their back after about 10 years, do you think they have the possibility of winning it?
Yeah. 100%. Their type five is cooked, bro. He's amazing. I was just looking at their depth, man. You've got Lordi, Tupouvalu, and you've got Natoa Aikoi as well. Their depth in their locks alone is unfair. And then you've got Sumpeni Finau, who debuted last season for the ABs, and he coming out with a point to prove. Tom Florence, who's just your classic battler, your ginger battler, maybe a more... a modern-day Paul Tito, some might say, but in the 7 jersey instead. You got guys with points to prove, and then you got like Malachi Rampling as well. Mm. Who I'm a fan of, bro. I'm excited to see him get some time. It's a good side, man. I think the Chiefs can definitely win. Your stocks at halfback are quite unfair too. You got Damo now, who's a veteran. Definitely a candidate to win on their day for sure. I mean, any of the New Zealand teams, honestly, I think can win aside from the Landers and Moana Pacifica. But I think the Chiefs are in really good stead. I think Anton Leonard-Brown is going to have a great season. Just something about him this year has given me like prove a point vibe.
I saw that, yeah. But I think the one thing, I don't know if you saw this video or not recently, but I think it was yesterday during a training session. Yeah. Finau and Hamilton trading punches. It's great. So you were a big fan of Niggle and Scrap on like the verge of them about to play one of their biggest opponents for the season, or do you reckon it's going to smell disaster?
It means you want it.
Yeah, you know, love it.
The best teams and the best, even in a music environment, the best output is when people are clashing and butting heads, because it means ultimately they care and they're invested in what's going on. So I did see that. And I didn't think much of it aside from like, that's a 40 training grounds. What happens?
Yeah. I mean, you show that you're passionate about it and shit does happen. But at the end of the day, you get off the pitch and you shake hands and you go, let's fucking get after it, boys. And I love that too. As soon as I saw that, I was like, I can't wait for this game tonight against the Crusaders. That's the kind of niggle and fire we need.
Yeah, they're going to come out hissing, man. And Ratama and Xavier Rowe, the due for good seasons, for sure.
Well, yeah, a couple of people are picking them to be the bolters to take over from the Finlay Christie area. Like, I think Cam Roygaard cemented himself as the type of nine that we need. He's an extra loose forward and a running nine in a combo. And I think that's the type of thing we need in test match footy to add a little bit of difference. But I think if you look at Ratima and Xavier Rowe, they're two young and hungry people who've just been killing it at NPC, killing it in Super Rugby, and they've been making a name for themselves. So I'm excited to see what they do this season.
Same. Yeah, exactly. Echo that same sentiment, bro. They got it going on. Is Joshuani still floating around? Hey.
Yeah, I think he's named off the bench this weekend for the 23, which is, I think, something that I kind of like. I know he doesn't like to be in that position because he was the kind of the number 10 that was coming out, was going to be in the All Blacks, was going to be the next big guy, and then he lost his spot, and then he's kind of become that utility player off the bench. But I love having that guy come off the bench because he's cool, he's calm, he's collected, and he can play multiple positions off the bench.
He's assured, man. Yeah, I think that's important as well. You just need that backup 10, bro, for sure.
Hard. Well, okay, we've got two more teams to chat about. I think this next one is going to be a pretty quick one because we're heading to the Dirty South, and we're going to talk about some team that had an undefeated preseason, which is the Highlander Footy, but this was mainly because they were playing a lot of their top players to get them reps and make sure they were competitive. So we've got Jamie Joseph now leading the ship again, and he's had experience bringing Highlanders footy titles. And we've got guys like Falau Fakatava and Putty Putty Parkinson who, man, he's always a solid weapon, but he has to say injury-free. He's gotten injured every year, but... Mm-hmm. What do you think of the Highlanders? Do you think they're a solid threat as well, or do you kind of see them more as a developmental team?
Developmental team. But I was playing Rugby Challenge yesterday with the bro on the PlayStation. And Buddy Parkinson was on the line out, and I'm like, where is bro? Like, bro was like an All Black near Bolter a couple years back. He was sniffing around it. I think he still is. Locks, well, type 5 tend to mature as they get older anyway, so I think he can't be too far off it, but... Like, man, I hope he can, 100%. I hope that bro can stay healthy, man. But Fabian Holland as well, talented. Sean Withy, talented. Talented but unproven, man. And I think just this experiments of bringing over international 10s from Europe doesn't work.
Yeah.
Like, sure, they might steady the ship, but the ship's not going to grow, or it's not really going to go anywhere. Like, it's just going to be steady, you know? So Bruce Patchell at 10 is, I think, arguably maybe a bit of a backwards move. I mean, I think for the Landers, I'd be a big advocate for just run your young guns, man. Faliafanga, Cam Miller as well. Just give those guys reps. They made some good signings, man. Jacob Raitamutufuki Nipkins. There we go. And then on the right wing, Timothy Tavatavanawa.
He's solid.
Bro, yeah, so you got those guys in your back three, and instantly you've got game winners who can break open a game any part of the day. Their midfield is something I'm still a little bit learning. But there's pieces, you know. I think Billy Harmon's another guy who's like, again, could be like a player of the season type dude.
He's always been on the fringes, and he always seems to make his way into, like, what is it, the All Blacks 15 or the Māori team, something like that, where he's always right there. But he just can't crack that next level.
I mean, man, for a dude like that, I'll just be saying, go try your luck at the Crusaders, bro. We'll go back there, you know what I'm saying? Like, but he's captaining, hey.
Yep, he's still the captain.
He's the guy, man. I'm a big fan of his. So I think he's going to have a big season, but it's just, I don't know if they have the pieces around them to really contend. I think they might be able to make playoffs this year, you know, because it's, 12 teams and 8 make the playoffs?
Yeah.
It's a broken format anyways, but I think they'll be pushing in that kind of 7 to 9 range.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about a team that just has winning in their blood. And even though they've lost a lot of key pieces, as well as losing Will Jordan and Lee Halfpenny to injury, the Crusaders always seem to be firing no matter what. So this is a next exciting chapter under the leadership of Rob Penny. And even with those two players that I named before losing it and the back three, you've still got Fihaki, who's ready to step up and own that 15 jersey. And he's a solid, solid player. So yeah, we spoke about it previously. You've got faith in the Crusaders winning a title or at least making a deep run in the playoffs. Is what type of Crusaders team do you think you're going to see from a Rob Penny led?
Just more of the same, bro. This is a factory of talent, aren't they? Just composed, man. I think the thing with the Crusaders is that they've always been an 80-minute team. Mm-hmm. They never switch off. They play a really, really structured style of code. Really good, like, tight five, real good management and the set piece. I think it's just going to be more of that. Levi Almor in the midfield is an unfair signing. They didn't need to do that. They're already overpowered, man. Dallas McLeod as well. And then you got Ryan Crotty off the bench just to steady the ship in the last 20 minutes. And then out wide, you lost Will Jordan, but you got Maka Springer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say he's a like-for-like replacement, but his physical skills are, like, exactly the same, just longer and rangier.
Yeah.
The guy who I think is another one, he's a smoky man. I think he'll be an All Black in the next 2 years. You got Ferg Burke as well, who's going to be pushing for an AB spot. And then you got Noah Hotham, who I think is the second best halfback in NZ. He's behind. He's a young buck. But behind Roygaard, I go Hotham, man. I back that guy. And you've got Taha Kemera coming up through the ranks too, who was absolutely unfair in school. That Hamilton boys team was one of the most unfair schoolboy teams I've ever seen, man. But yeah, Hotham and Taha Kemera, I think those guys are the future. They're not going to crack ABs this year, definitely next year. And then I was like, oh, yeah, but they're tight five. They're tight five. Must have fallen off. Nope, wrong. I was wrong. Scott Barrett, Bauer, George Bell, Owen Franks coming off the bench, bro. Like,
that's ridiculous. Yeah, that's
man. Too good.
Yeah. I've been talking to Taha's cousin that I know quite well back in Australia, and literally just every game he plays, whether it's NPC or whether he's going over and he's playing for New Zealand 20s or something like that, every time I watch that kid, he's just a freak. Like, he's so talented.
Yeah. Bro, like, he's a very similar skill set to, man, I said like a blend of like Cruden and Quade Cooper.
Yeah, I could see that. Yep.
Yeah, yep. Like, Cruden with a little more flair. Now, obviously not putting that, like, seal, like, that projection on him that he has to live up to, but I'm just saying that's how what I'm reminded of when I see him.
Yeah. No, 100%. Oh, man. All right, well, we can't have a Super Rugby chat and not mention some other teams. Obviously, we've got Moana Pacifica as well as a few handful of teams over in Aussie, as well as the Fijian and Drua. So you look at Moana, I think we know what we're going to get from them. I think over the past 2 years, they've done very well with growing their team. And I think Fiji have done even better. I think they've come in and they've just hit the ground running with all the, especially the home games they have in Fiji. They took that and they vibe off the crowd as usual. And they've come to some away games and they've won some pretty big nail biters. But outside of the New Zealand teams, which team would you pick to be the next bolter against the top four, as you'd say, New Zealand teams?
Fiji and Drua, for sure. Shout out Zuriel Tongia Tama, hooker. Fiji representative of the World Cup. That's my guy. And then also, I don't think Moana Pacifica are going to be pushing for a playoff spot this year. I think they might snake a few more wins. They might even nudge one against a bigger New Zealand side. I can see that happening. Or upsetting a Blues potentially, or a Hurricanes. I can see that happening. But yeah, I just don't think they're fleshed out enough. I think, again, they've got talent, but they just don't have that chemistry or that just fitness normally is where I always see them start strong, first half an hour looking good, and then they just fall off, and then next minute they've leaked 40 points. And then, you know, if you're conceding 40 points, you've got to score more than 40 to stay in it. I don't think they have that kind of firepower. But shout out to Danny Tawala. Been a big fan of his game all the time. I hope he's coming out hissing and fit this year. And then I see them playing Jules at 12. So Jules was my favorite player growing up, bro. So yeah. I hope he goes well this year, man. But yeah, the Drua, I think just their flair, the way they play, they're a team that will concede points, but they're also going to score, bro. So yeah, they're definitely a team I can see finishing in the top six. And then from Australia, for me, it's the Reds and the Brumbies that are going to be holding it down. And then, you know, the Tars as well, I think we'll crack the eight. But, yeah, I don't know, not looking too flash.
Definitely agree with you on that. All right, well, let's take a quick ad break and stick with us because we've got plenty more Super Rugby to chat about. We've got a few other segments coming up, but let's hear from our sponsor, NugMD. Big shout out to NugMD for sponsoring us during the podcast this season. We will be back in a sec.
What's up, everyone, and thank you for tuning into the Bonus Point podcast. I've got a question for you, though. Have you ever considered getting a medical marijuana card? With NugMD, you can get yours online in minutes right now from the comfort of your home. NugMD is the nation's leader in medical marijuana evaluations and has helped over 2 million Americans live happier and healthier. NugMD is half the price of other competitors, and you only pay if approved. So if you're interested, go to nugmd.com/rise to get started online now. No appointment needed. That's nuggmd.com/RISE.
All right, we've spoken about some teams, but let's get stuck into chatting about the creme de la creme of the player pool in Super Rugby, because we've got a lot of players putting their hands up to compete for a jersey now that guys like Beauden Barrett, Richie Mwanga, Shannon Frizzell, you could go on the list for ages. There are so many players that have gone off site, but we've now got so many young players who have stayed in New Zealand who are hungry, and it's going to be a cracking season. So let's see who your top five players are, Sam. Who have you got?
I've got Damian McKenzie, who I think is just, at this point of his career, it's just normal for him to be winning player of the season in a Super Rugby or a Mitre 10 context. Billy Harmon, I think he's going to have a massive year. Duplessis Kiriffi, Cam Roygaard, and Luke Jacobson. I think bro's got a point to prove. I think he's unlucky not to have had a few more All Blacks caps by now. Skipper of the Chiefs this year. I think he's due for a big year.
Okay. No, I like that. I think Mark Talia as well, I think, is one guy that will come off a cracking season and have a go. Obviously, Nadawa is a bit of a question mark for me. I think since his back injury, I think we've got to see how he pulls up in good nick. And I think the Chiefs have still got a few players that are hissing to get in his spot as well and try and get into an All Blacks jersey. And I think if we go across the ditch, I think I'd like to see how Taniela Tupou does. I think he's in a brand new environment in the Rebels. I think they're going to battle pretty hard because I think they're underdogs in a lot of situations. But I think he's going to have a pretty good season, but we'll see. And I think that's a pretty good top five, though. He did pretty well. Is there anyone that you think, if you look at Luke Jacobson and him captaining the side, anyone that you think from another team is going to be comparable in that position? Because he's most likely going to play number eight. Who else would you say would be that next number eight to go and battle against him?
Cullen Grace from the Sabres. Okay. He's another one. I think Cullen Grace, and then maybe if you were going to go deeper down, same team, Christian Leo-Willi. Good player. We just got quite a few good eights coming up at the moment, man. But actually, no. Hoskins and Jacobson. Sorry. Those are going to be the primary two eights this season.
I'll play that. Okay. No, that's a good top five. I think those are five great players that, they're going to have cracking seasons. But
and also, man, if I'm going to go to Oz too, I've always been a big fan of Harry Wilson, man. Shouts to Harry Wilson. Jordy Pataia as well. Are they going to be playing him at centre or fullback this year?
I think they might play him at fullback because I think they've got a couple of guys that they do have coming in the centres. But I think he's another guy like Zahn Sullivan. Like I've seen him since he was a young fella playing at West in Brisbane. He can play any position if he just gets like a week to prep. So I'd probably say keep him at fullback as long as you've got guys that are getting the job done in the centres and he can get the ball clean and he's got time and space. I think playing him at fullback is probably the best option for him, in my opinion.
Well, I'll just let him react, eh?
Yeah.
React the free brain. That guy knows how to beat a defender. But, in terms of Oz, those two are probably the guy. Oh, there's that winger from the Muirhead, man. Damn.
We were talking about him a bit about how he's just always been snubbed. And I always tell him that every time I see him and he just tells me he's like, just shut up. I don't want to listen to that. I just want to play footy. Because he's always been a humble guy. He's come from humble beginnings and he's always worked his ass off. And I think he doesn't take anything lightly. I think he's very happy to be in the position he is. And he loves playing for the Brumbies. And I think now that he's got a young Harrison Goddard coming from the Waratahs to the Brumbies as well from a scrum half. I think he's going to be pretty happy playing with him as well.
Bro, yeah, that guy gave me nightmares, bro.
He's good stuff, and he's definitely leading the pack with him and Tom Wright in the back three. But all right, before we get to our final segment, it's time for us to predict the future, and we're going to talk about the playoff picture. It's going to look a little different this end of the season, but we've got a lot of games until this playoff picture happens. So let's see what we can come up with. We're going to go back and forth between starting at eighth seed and ending up in our first seed until we have the playoff picture set. And I want to hear your eighth seed first, Sammy. Who you got, mate?
Oh, the Waratahs. Just sneaking in there.
Are you copying my list? That's who I've got for number eight too. Come on.
Yeah. I just Marky Mark carrying them this year, bro.
Although the Wallabies had a terrible, terrible run at the World Cup and in their test matches, I think he had a tremendous season, Super Rugby and Wallabies. He's been killing it at the moment.
He's special, man. I think he's going to kill it in the NRL too, bro. Just an amazing athlete. He's like one of those dudes who can just like do whatever he wants with the ball.
Mm-hmm.
He can run around you, run over you, step you. Like, nah, unfair.
Yeah. And his aerial game is something out of this world. I can't wait to see him in an NRL setting and coming off that. But number seven, who you got after that?
Seven, I got the Drua.
Okay, I can see that. I can see that. Why seven and why not higher up?
I don't think they'll have the juice to get over the top New Zealand sides. Not quite. I think that they can cause an upset, but then I think they can also lose games they're probably favored to win.
Yeah. Okay, no, I hear that.
But hey, playoffs, mate. You just need a ticket to the dance. That's all you need.
That's what I mean. It's like you get there and all you have to do is win three games and you're a champion. So there you go. Yeah. That's good stuff. But my pick may be a little controversial, but I really did like a lot of their signings in the offseason. I'm going to go Rebels. I think the Reds do have the firepower. I think they've proven time and time again that they are a solid team. And I know my mate Seth Fayasi is going to probably kick my ass when I go back to Brisbane, but I think the Rebels, with all their new signings, even with their money woes, I think they have the possibility of getting into the dance and having a crack. I don't think they'll win it, but I think they can definitely get there.
The Wallabies 10. Gordon.
Carter. Yeah, I keep forgetting that he's a Rebel as well. See, even that. See, they're stacked. Yeah. I love it. It's good fun. All right, number six, who you got?
I got Brumbies.
Brumbies at six. Yeah. Oh,
they're just that side that every year they're just a staple of causing me pain and hardship. So I couldn't do them dirty. And bro, they've beaten the Canes so many times, bro. Pretty annoying. I just think it'd be more of the same. I've always been a fan of Noah Lolosiu. I think he just got a point to prove, man. I feel like in terms of talent, he should have been at that World Cup, bro.
Yeah, I agree. I think that was a big miss by
silly that he wasn't. Yeah, dumb, bro. He's talented, bro, and I feel like he's he'd be what 25 now, so he'd be maturing in his game and his craft. So I'm getting to an age where he knows what it takes to win. Got Muirhead out wide. Just Brumbies, bro. Irritate me. So I can't disrespect them and put them any lower than six.
At least you do that. Yeah, that's a good play. I got the Fijian and Drua. I think they're going to be solid. I don't envision them being better than they were last season. I think they're going to still have a cracker of a season. They'll still run into troubles with a bit of their depth and still have some issues on the field. But I think they've found a good balance about when to push those passes and when to stick to their face play. And I think their coaching has done wonders for them. And I think they've started to introduce a pretty interesting kicking game as well. I can't remember. I don't think Teddy Teller's still there, but I think because I'm pretty sure he retired. But I think, a lot of their players are going to get the job done. And we'll see. Yeah, I reckon I've got them at six. So
who they got at 10 this year, bro?
I can't remember. They had a young fella. It was between Teddy Teller and there was another guy that was my brain is blanking, but he was solid. He had a great kick game.
Munts. Caleb Munts.
Yeah. Solid. Yeah.
But I don't know if he's still injured. But
I can't wait to see him. All right, number five. Who you got?
I got the Reds at five, man.
See, this is what I mean. Like, I don't disagree with you on the Reds because I think on any given day, like, they can get on a run and they can get the job done. But, yeah, I just think their depth is going to be the problem because I think they've got a lot of talent in their starting 23, maybe starting 26, 27 players. But once you get down to the lower numbers, I think they're just too young or too inexperienced. But that's just me. I've been proven wrong many times by the Reds. So
I like the look of their pretty much their loose forward combination, 6-15. I think that's where they've got quite a bit of edge, man. Tate McDermott, hey, playing at 9, I think he's captaining this season.
Yeah.
And you got my dog Harry Wilson there.
Yeah. And then he's a guy that I always love seeing run the ball. Like even when he got flattened that one time in a test match, it's just electric when he gets that big run up.
Well, exactly. And if you're going to run hard, bro, it's all it's going to do is motivate the brothers around you, even if you get dropped, bro. So keep doing it, as my man.
Hell yeah. Okay. All right. Well, for me, I got the Blues. I think like we've already gone into length about what the Blues are going to look like this season. I think they can definitely crack top five, whether they can crack top four. I think it's all going to be up to how they do in the first 30-40% of their season, but we'll see. And I've got into length about them. I don't need to chat about it anymore. But all right, we're in the top four. Who you got as number four?
Blues.
There you go.
I got Blues at four. They're going to make the playoffs. To be honest, man, 1-4, I've just got all the New Zealand teams. So it's pick and choose, bro. Like anyone on there, they can get over anyone pretty much out of those top four NZ sides.
Yeah.
But I got Blues at four purely due to the fact that I don't think their type five is experienced enough to compete with 1-3, even with the Jaguar backline, you know?
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, I got Brumbies at number four. Who you got at number three? I want to hear this. If it's all New Zealand teams, I want to see what in order they are and if you're picking with your head or your heart.
Canes at three.
Okay.
Just have to be realistic, and I know the bros are historically are capable of a slip up or four. I think Asafa Amoah is coming out with a point to prove this season. Shield's going to be out for a couple of weeks, so him and Jordy are balancing the skipper role. Bro will definitely come out trying to assert himself as New Zealand's two, bro, and he's got a point to prove. Should have been in that side for a while, but whether it's fitness or disciplinary issues, not sure. I'm not, not in the training room, but I think the Canes are going to finish in three.
Yeah, I think it was a balance between fitness performances, and I think he had a couple of injuries as well that he knocked. But yeah, I think he's had a sniff of that All Blacks jersey, and he's had a sniff of that starting two jersey with the Hurricanes, and I think he definitely wants to stick with it. But I have got the Crusaders at three. I think they still can get there. They can still get the job done. It's exactly what happened last season. They're gonna have a few stumbles as well along the way. And I think it's what a lot of them say. You just got to win three games. You just got to make it to the dance. And they've done it time and time again. So they get a sniff and they're off to the races. But all right. Number two. Who you got?
Saders.
So we both got the same number one then. Okay. I got Hurricanes at two and I got Chiefs at one. I think the Chiefs just after last season, they haven't lost many pieces. I think they're still ready to go. Their depth is crazy. Yep. Up the Chiefs. It's going to be pretty easy.
They lost Weber, who already had two replacements in the wing who were arguably outperforming him towards the end of last year. And then you've also, they lost Sam Kane as well, who, in my opinion, arguably was also getting outperformed by other people around him.
Yeah.
So they haven't lost anything, really.
Yeah.
And then you've got Quinton Pie coming back into the frame. Got Sean Stevenson coming out with a chip on his shoulder. Got a taste of that AB's jersey. Amoni Nawara. Type 5 is overpowered and annoying. I think they're going to take it out.
I think
they're gonna take out that regular season.
Yeah. Well, I hope our predictions are true, because if the Chiefs get to win it this year, oh man, I'm partying until the sun comes up the next day when we win the final. But
I think they fall over in the final.
I can't wait. Well, good thing you'll be over here. Hopefully we can watch that one together, and hopefully we can get on the beers while it's going on. But last segment, it's going to be a fun one because this is one that we haven't done before. Blind rank. You've seen it everywhere, and we're going to go through some duos. I think I told you off camera, these are going to be some duos I'm just going to throw at you, and you're going to have to blind rank them. But you're going to be the one in the hot seat, and we're going to have to see how the list pans out because the game's simple. You've got five slots. One being the best, five being the worst, mm-hmm. and you've got to assign a duo a slot without knowing who the next duo is going to be. So you ready to give it a crack?
Is it all time or current?
No, current. I didn't want to throw that at you. I think we might do that next time when you come on. I think we might go maybe 10, 12 combos of all time or back rows or something that. I didn't want to put you in too big of a hot seat on the first time you're here. I wanted to give you a little bit of a current, what we're talking about, and current players. So we'll start off with a Blues duo. We got Rico Ioane and Mark Talia.
Oh, bro. How do you get – I don't know if you hear much better than that, dude.
Who knows? I might have just thrown you a spanner. We'll see how we go.
How can you get better than that?
Two.
Because I think Rico's a better winger than he is. I think he's an amazing center. I think he's the best winger in the world.
Yeah. I'm going to put it two. Okay. All right. Brad Shields and Duplessis Creefe.
Four.
All right.
Four. I love Dupes and I love Brad as well, but I'd rather have Rico and Mark.
All right. George Bauer and Tamaiti Williams.
Three, because like, I can't be understated the importance of the mobility of those two guys. They can move, and George Bauer's got some ball skills, and Tamaiti is a giant, and I think if he stays healthy and stays lean, I think he could be one of those All Blacks that hits 80, 100-plus games.
Man, you better hope I gave you a good duo to end with so you can get your number one slot in. But next one, I've gone across the ditch, Harry Wilson and Fraser McWright.
Five.
You got 501. Okay, here we go.
I rate both of those dudes, but I'm taking Dupes over them.
Yeah. All right. I think this is a pretty good one. Damian McKenzie and Quinn Tupai.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll take it.
I think this is a good list. Good job.
Yeah. I could flip two and one, but I'm okay with one. I think Quinn Tupai comes back with a point to prove. And he's a talented player, and I can see him nudging a couple more ABs caps. And I think Damo is probably the best player in the comp. So
yeah.
So maybe that scale is just.
Oh man, how did you do that? You're talented in the mic, and then you're talented in blind ranks. There you go. Okay, so we got Harry Wilson and Fraser McWright at five. We've got Brad Shields and Dupes at four. George Bauer and Tamaiti Williams at three. Rico Ioane and Mark Talia at two, and Damo and Quinn at number one. Yeah, that's a good list, bro. Yeah, great job. Round of applause for that one. That was awesome. All right, awesome. There we go. Okay, well, that's our show for today. Thank you for tuning into the Bonus Point Podcast, everyone, brought to you by NUGMD. If you are interested in obtaining a medical marijuana card, you can get yours online in minutes or from the comfort of your home. So check out nugmd.com/rise to get yours today. Also, if you're looking to win a signed Brumbies jersey, don't forget to join our Super Rugby Predictor Pool on Super Brew. Can't wait to get stuck into that tonight. But big thank you to our first guest of the year, Sam V. Really appreciate you coming on the pod today, brother. Any shout-outs you want to give before I let you go?
Shout-outs to the boys, man. Shout-outs to Zuriel, the hooker for the Fiji Draw. Shout-outs to Patrick Tuipulotu, who flicked me a message the other day, bro. I felt so cool, man. I felt like the man, bro. He did just. We went to the same school, St. Peter's. Yeah. He's about 5 or so years older than me, but he just flicked me a bell saying, like, awesome work with everything you're doing with the music, bro. Like, keep it up. And because I'm such a rugby nut, gee, I can get hit up by, like, some huge musicians around the world, but as soon as a footy player hits me up, bro, I crumble wave. So shout-outs to Pat. Shout-outs to the bro, Michael Carissa. And shout-outs to Gabrielle. And shout outs to my tour, which isn't announced yet, but we're doing an NZ and Australia tour, hopefully around end of April through early May.
Sheesh. Oh, man, that's going to be awesome. I'm so excited. Well, be sure to check out Sam's new EP. I've been bumping that basically every week. I'm in the office all the time and people are going, who is this? And I was like, you don't even know. You don't even know. He's coming. Okay. Well, thank you for tuning into the Bonus Point Podcast, everyone. Thank you, Sam. I appreciate you. Over and out. Oh, man, it was an awesome pod today to start 2024. But we will be back next week. See you soon.